from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, specifically the English program on voanews.id, application RRI Digital, and the frequency 3324 kHz, 4755 kHz. I'm Steve. We'll be in here with you with more information about Indonesia. Here's the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia delays deployment of peacekeeping troops to Gaza. Indonesian government ensures readiness of facilities and security for its homebound traffic. And here is the news in detail. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia is postponing the deployment of peacekeeping troops to the Gaza Strip, Palestine, through the International Stabilization Force operated by the Board of Peace. According to the government communication agency on Monday, the delay is due to the recent escalation of conflict in the Middle East. The decision was made after Indonesia suspended its discussion at the Board of Peace some time ago, following tensions between the joint forces of the United States and Israel with Iran. Previously, the president stated that Indonesia would deploy up to 8,000 peacekeeping troops to support the peace process between Hamas and Israel, following the prolonged war since 2023. The troops were said not to be assigned to combat operations, but rather to roles such as healthcare and reconstruction. Indonesian Economic Coordinating Minister Airlangga Hartarto urged the strengthening of the tourism sector to maintain national economic growth amid escalating global conflicts on Monday. The step was taken as the resilience of Indonesia's tourism industry is being tested by turmoil in the Middle East that is disrupting international flight connectivity. In a national webinar titled Tourism Under Fire, Coordinating Minister Airlangga explained the government needs to implement rapid reforms to ensure that foreign exchange earnings from the sector remain stable despite the crisis. Key strategies include expanding the visa-free visit program to 20 potential countries to reignite interest among international tourists. Additionally, the government is strengthening the domestic market through the concept of microtourism and offering transportation discount incentives during 2026 Eid al-Fitr holiday period. Collaboration among all stakeholders is expected to keep Indonesia's tourism ecosystem highly competitive and safe for global travelers. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Political and Security Affairs, retired General Jamari Caniago, conducted a direct inspection of Lebaran homebound travel preparations at Kampung Rambutan Terminal, Jakarta on Monday to ensure that all transportation services and security measures for the public operate optimally ahead of the peak travel period.
Karena kami bertekad akan memberikan kenyamanan dan keamanan.
Because we are determined to provide comfort and security to the people who are going back home to gather with their families, and also for their return later after gathering with their families during this Lebaran homebound travel season, all of which we will serve fully.
The minister added that the government will continue to monitor key transportation hubs to guarantee the safety of travelers. Indonesia's Ministry of Tourism has made various preparations to anticipate the surge of tourists during Eid holiday, including ensuring the readiness of tourist destinations across the country. Minister of Tourism Widianti Putriwardana on Monday said the ministry had held coordination meeting with regional governments and destination managers to ensure cleanliness, safety, and comfort for visitors.
Banyak sekali persiapan-persiapan yang Many preparations have been carried out by the Ministry of Tourism, including coordination meetings and ensuring that all regional governments and destination managers prepare aspects such as cleanliness, safety, and comfort. We have also conducted visits to 165 locations.
In addition, she said the ministry is encouraging the organization of various tourism activities and events in different regions to enliven the Eid holiday period. Around 118 local events have been prepared in various areas to attract tourists. She expressed hope that these attractions and activities would encourage people to travel domestically. According to Widianti, amid the uncertain global geopolitical situation, people are expected to take advantage of the Eid holiday momentum to enjoy various tourist destinations across Indonesia. Listener, that was the news from The Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next is commentary titled Eid Homecoming, the Tradition of Returning Home that Unites Indonesia by Anand Trijayakasi.
Eid or Idul Fitri homecoming is a unique tradition in Indonesia. Every year, approaching Idul Fitri, millions of people leave big cities where they settle and work to return to their hometowns. The goal is simple, yet meaningful. Together with the big family and friends, strengthen relationships and celebrate the day of victory after a month of fasting with loved ones. For Indonesians, homecoming is not just an ordinary journey, but also an integral part of social and cultural life. However, behind this joy, homecoming also presents various challenges. The large number of travelers often causes long traffic jams, overcrowded transportation, and even increases the risk of road accidents. Furthermore, travel costs are also a problem for some, especially those working with limited incomes. Still, homecoming is a tradition that should be adhered to whenever possible. The Indonesian government is always working to ensure that this tradition continues to be implemented smoothly. Every year, various measures are taken, from securing transportation routes and providing service posts to providing support from health workers and volunteers at various points along the journey. All of this aims to help people who are going back home travel more safely and comfortably. Furthermore, the government has introduced a free homecoming program for the public. Through this program, people can return to their hometowns using government-provided buses, trains, or ships. This program not only helps reduce travel costs, but also helps reduce the congestion of private vehicles on the roads. Indeed, the homecoming tradition demonstrates how family values, social solidarity, and public policy can work together. Efforts to ensure the safety of travelers reflect the Indonesian government's commitment to protecting its citizens while maintaining social harmony. Ultimately, the Idul Fitri homecoming is more than just a journey home. This tradition also reflects the strength of family ties and togetherness within Indonesian society. That was commentary.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I'm Indra Asmo, President Director of Radio Republik Indonesia. On behalf of the management and staff of Radio Republik of Indonesia, I wish you happy fasting during this holy month of Ramadan, 1447 Hijriah. The month of Ramadan is a moment to strengthen the values of faith, integrity, and social concern. In line with Radio Republik Indonesia's vision as a trusted, relevant, impactful, and inspiring public media, we are committed to continuing to present podcasts that educate, inspire, and strengthen national unity and values. Through the spirit of Ramadan, RRI will continue to fulfill its role as a platform for accurate and balanced information, a means of public education, and a source of inspiration that fosters optimism and hope for this nation. May our fasting be accepted by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and may this Ramadan bring blessing, peace, and a renewed spirit in serving the community and the nation. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasa-rasanya baru kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I am the bass, low is the face, from the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. Embrace the pace. No need a crown, 'cause I am the bass. You and I are so alike. We move and we groove. We are silent proof. You and I will feel alive. Yeah, strike to the bone when we hit the tone. Like this. Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Goes from the down. Drive like an ace. Yeah, I am the bass. God give me grace. Can you feel the sound? I am the bass. From the ground, fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
We are the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground. Fill up the space.
Yeah, we're gonna fill up the space.
We are the bass.
Listener, Ramadan is not only experienced by the Muslims in certain countries, but it appears to be enjoyed all across the globe. One of them by the ambassador of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia to Indonesia, His Excellency Mr. Fekadu Piene Aleka. And here is our VA talk with him about Ramadan experience in Indonesia and Ethiopia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to VOI Talk. And in this month of Ramadan is a season of reflection, but it also a season of vibrant local that vary from corner of the globe to another. As we find ourselves in the holy month of Ramadan, we are going to explore this beautiful intersection of culture and faith in Indonesia and also in Ethiopia. And joining us today is His Excellency Mr. Fekadu Piene Aleka, the ambassador of the Federal Democratic Republic of Ethiopia to Indonesia. Hello, sir. Good morning, and how are you?
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine. So currently, Mr., we are in the holy month of Ramadan. So can you like tell us a little bit about the Ramadan in Ethiopia?
Thank you for having me on your show this morning. Mm-hmm. Let me say a few words about Ethiopia first. Ethiopia is, you know, one of the fastest growing economies in Africa, and one of the second most populous country with diverse culture, you know, diverse religion, and peacefully living together. Mm-hmm. So Ramadan is one of the months where people show compassion and friendship. And Ramadan is one of the celebrated months in Ethiopia.
Okay. So, Mr. Fekadu, I would like to ask, as an ambassador in Indonesia during the holy month, what has been your most memorable observation during Ramadan in Indonesia? It's like, is it different from Ethiopia?
Well, one of my most memorable observations in the is a beautiful atmosphere of togetherness that fills Indonesia during Ramadan. Everywhere from large mosques to small neighborhoods, you feel a spirit of community and generosity. And I have been especially touched by how families, neighbors, and even strangers share food for iftar. The sense of warmth and the sense of hospitality reminds me very much of home in Ethiopia. Ramadan here is not only a time of worship, but also a time when social solidarity and compassion become visible in everyday life. It's similar to Ethiopia's culture.
Okay. So I would like to ask you a little bit, like, do you know about the term ngabuburit in Indonesia?
Yes, yes, I do.
Oh, okay. So what do you think about the ngabuburit, or waiting for iftar, the culture like in Indonesia?
Yes, I have learned about ngabuburit, and I find it very charming and a meaningful tradition. The idea of people gathering in the late afternoon, walking, talking, enjoying light snacks, or spending time with family and friends while waiting for the call to prayer creates a joyful anticipation of iftar. In Ethiopia, we have a similar spirit, although it may take different forms. Families and neighbors often gather in homes or community spaces before sunset. There is conversation, preparation of food, and sometimes sharing of coffee together. Like ngabuburit, these moments are about strengthening relationships and enjoying the communal dimension of Ramadan. It shows that across cultures, Ramadan is not only about fasting, but also about human connection.
Yes, that is true. So, like in Ethiopia, I would like to ask, what is usually the food that the people over there eat in Ethiopia to break their fast? Because in Indonesia, we usually eat gorengan, like tempeh and something, and maybe kurma. So in Ethiopia, what is usually the food that the people over there eat while breaking their fast?
Well, in Ethiopia, you know, Ramadan Ethiopia is deeply rooted in both faith and culture. Families gather for iftar with traditional foods. We call it injera or other types of meat. And hospitality is very, very important. One essential tradition is the Ethiopian coffee ceremony, often becomes a special moment after iftar. Preparing and serving coffee is a ritual that symbolizes respect, friendship, and the community. In many homes, people share traditional dishes such as injera. We call it injera. It's a special fluffy bread made from special cereal with different stews, as well as light foods and drinks to break the fast. Dates are also commonly eaten at the moment of iftar, following the sunnah of the prophet. Mosques are full during evening prayers, and many communities gather, organize charitable events or activities to support those in need. The overall atmosphere is one of generosity and spiritual reflection, but they use the traditional Ethiopian foods.
Okay. So, have you ever tried Indonesia's Ramadan dish? And maybe can you tell us your favorite dish from Indonesia?
Yes, I have had the pleasure of trying several Indonesian Ramadan dishes. And I must say, the diversity of flavors is remarkable. Mm. One dish that I particularly enjoy is kolak.
Oh, kolak.
It is still its sweetness combined with coconut milk and banana makes it a very comforting way to break the fast. I also appreciate how Indonesian cuisine balances sweetness and warmth, which is perfect after a long day of fasting. Exploring these dishes has been a wonderful cultural experience and another way of connecting with Indonesian traditions during Ramadan. I know also other foods such as buburs,
sum sum,
yeah, and pisang goreng, or the main dish, you know, the common one, nasi goreng, soto ayam, ayam goreng, rendang, and etc.
Yes, that are the best food that you can find and eat here in Indonesia, especially to break the fast. And so, Mr. Fekado, I would like to ask you again. For Muslims in Ethiopia, what are the essential traditions that you just mentioned, like the coffee ceremony before? And can you describe a little bit again on defining the event of Ramadan for families over there in Ethiopia?
Yeah, Ramadan is, as I mentioned earlier, it is a special season where people show compassion and solidarity, support one another, and share with whatever they have. And it's a part of the cultural heritage. It's not only about religion, but it's also part of cultural heritage of Ethiopian community. In Ethiopia, we have a diverse culture. As I mentioned earlier, there are different types of home for different types of people, beliefs, Muslim, Christian, and others, peacefully coexisting for thousands of years. And maybe you have heard about the history of the first Hijra, and the living heritage is the Al-Najash Mosque, which is now found in Ethiopia. It's one of the most respected and valued places, spiritual place. And Ethiopians support one another, you know, they greet each other, believing in the fact that respecting one another's value is a way of living peacefully together. They support each other regardless of their religious belief, and they greet one another's religion, and it was very good living in that type of environment.
Okay. And now for the final question I would like to ask. As we approach the end of Ramadan in 2026, maybe can you share your message for the continued friendship between the people of Ethiopia and Indonesia, and maybe for the next year?
Yes, of course. You know, as Ramadan comes to an end, my message is one of gratitude and hope. Ethiopia and Indonesia are countries with rich histories, strong spiritual traditions, and diverse societies that have harmony and mutual respect. These shared values create a strong foundation for friendship between our peoples. I hope that the spirit of Ramadan, compassion, generosity, and the unity will continue to guide our relationship. May it inspire deeper cultural understanding, stronger cooperation, and lasting bonds between Ethiopians and Indonesians.
Okay, thank you so much, Your Excellency, for sharing and enlightening the perspective of Ramadan in Indonesia and also in Ethiopia. And it is fascinating that how the spirit of Ramadan, while expressed through different local traditions in Indonesia and Ethiopia, remains rooted in this same universal values of hospitality and also the coexistence between the families and everyone during Ramadan. And we truly appreciate your time here and also the cultural bridge that you've shared with our global audience today. Thank you so much, Mr. Fekadu, and thank you so much, Voice Listener, for accompanying me in this special episode of VOI Talk. Make sure to always tune in to Voice of Indonesia for an interesting interviews like this. Only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and
47.55 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Mesmerized. Yes, anyone will be mesmerized looking at the expanse of white sandy beach with crystal clear sea water, framed with green hills in the distance. Once you're here, you'll be reluctant to leave this wonderful beach, which is the main attraction of Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang, North Sulawesi. In accordance with its location, this beach is called Pulisan Beach. Head of the village, Ben Harjarang, said this beach has not only beautiful white sand, but also a headland, some caves, and natural wells.
Ya, kalau pantai Pulisan, di sini kita selain punya pasir
putih. As for Pulisan Beach, here, apart from having white sand on either side, we have a headland which is very nice. And then we also have several caves here. Besides, at Pulisan Beach, we also have two natural wells close to each other. They are indeed natural wells. The water comes out of the rock. A long time ago, the ancestors of this Kusan village came here and took the water on this part of the beach. The water that came out of the sumur batu then was used for drinking or bathing.
Para leluhur yang ada di desa Pulisan ini, mereka datang di sini mengambil airnya di situ, Tanjung Pulisan itu. Selain itu, kita juga di sini punya.
In Tanjung Pulisan, we also have two rocks, one of which is shaped like priest who is preaching next to Tanjung Pulisan. So, from the side, it looks like a priest or pastor who is preaching. It is called Pantai Batu Pastor, or Pastor Stone Beach, because it's shaped like a priest or a pastor. And next to it is Tanjung Kerbau, or Buffalo Headland Rock. When the water recedes, it's shaped like a buffalo, taking a bath, so that there are several interesting places that surround this Pulisan Beach.
Apart from diving spots which present stunning underwater beauty, Pulisan Beach also has savanna, Teletubbies Hill, and Rarata Hill, which are also beautiful.
Karena di sini juga selain kita punya pantai putih.
Apart from that, we have a beach with beautiful white sand. We also have several spots for diving or for visitors who come to do activities in the sea area in front of this beach. Because the coral reefs are really beautiful. It's good because it is maintained by us. The government works together with the community in general in Pulisan Village. Apart from the beach, we also have other spots, including hills and savanna. There is Rarata Hill, and next to it, Teletubbies Hill, so that this is a natural potential that will be exploited to increase tourism development in Pulisan Village.
There are many tourist activities that can be enjoyed, such as swimming, hiking, snorkeling, diving, and also fishing. For those who want to dive or see the beauty of the headland, caves and natural wells, the beach management has provided boats that can be rented.
Nah, sehingga kita juga di sini menyiapkan.
Here, we prepare boat facilities like boat taxi to serve visitors who want to see the spinning water. Or if you want to see the batu or stone well next to the beach, you can go straight to the beach to see the rocks which looks like a priest and the buffalo-shaped rock. So we prepare the facilities for boat transportation.
Pulisan Beach is indeed beautiful. Its beauty is undeniable, especially when you take a boat to the diving spots. Dive under the sea and see with your own eyes. The beauty of the coral reefs. So awesome. The coral reefs in Pulisan are in a very good condition because they are kept sustainable. Ben Harsat, Pulisan Tourist Village formed a rescue team consisting of some youths to preserve nature in Pulisan, including its coral reefs.
Iya, jadi kita juga di sini kita membentuk juga
yes. Tim rescue yang namanya. So we also formed a rescue team here, which is under the supervision of the village government. We also collaborate with the village. We formed a rescue team. So, we gathered several young people in this village. We trained them to maintain sustainability, including the coral reef and also the natural potential that exists on the Pulisan Tourist Beach. This is their responsibility. So, that there are spots to do some diving when tourists want to dive. Yes, so in front there is a coral reef, which is a very good spot because it is specially arranged in that shape.
Natural sustainability in the Pulisan Tourist Village must continue to be maintained, especially as this tourist village is included in the Likupang Super Priority Destination Area. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, explained, Likupang prioritizes sustainability aspects, so it's not about the number of tourists, but quality tourism.
Because if we look at Likupang of the five super priority destinations, it is the newest one. So this is precisely what we are currently developing. But the concept is not a concept of quantity, but quality. And we also hope that the tourism in this environment will have regenerative aspect, so that it will experience a sustainability aspect with the theme of sustainable tourism. That's what we want to prioritize, so that later, not just many people who come here, but those who come to Likupang are of high quality.
Besides prioritizing nature conservation, other aspects are also of concern to the government. Minister Sandiaga Uno explained, the Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy also provides training and capital for macro, small, and medium enterprises, including promotions so that Likupang tourism can continue to develop.
We will carry out training for tourism and creative industry actors in Likupang. We will carry out marketing, so later there will be several sales missions abroad. I will collaborate with their regions and all the heads of North Sulawesi Provincial Office to promote. I also met the Philippines ambassador. Many Filipinos are interested in coming to Likupang. Thirdly, we must also provide capital to these macro, small, and medium enterprises so that their products can also get better.
No, this is not just a dream, because anyone can enjoy the natural beauty of Pulisan Tourist Village, Likupang. Traveling there, you can not only enjoy the natural beauty, but also do fun tourist activities. If we are lucky, we will also be entertained by the traditional music of Keroncong Mama, which you has just heard. According to the Pulisan Tourist Village Head, Ben Harijarang, Keroncong Mama is the traditional music of the Pulisan Village community.
Kalau Keroncong Mama ini memang sudah menjadi budaya sebetulnya.
Keroncong Mama has become a culture. Actually, it is a culture rather than just socialization music for the people in Pulisan. Here, the majority are from North Minahasa, North Nusanese people, and we have an activity called Four Choir. So, if there are joyful events like, for example, birthdays, well, after the usual worship, people will do Four Choir. It's like dancing accompanied by music called Keroncong Mama. It has become a culture that exists here. So, we see that this also needs to be cultivated, along with the tourist village. So, we are also lifting this Keroncong Mama up as one of the cultures.
Kita mengangkat juga salah satu budaya ini yaitu Keroncong Mama.
Keroncong Mama players consist of approximately 10 people. They play various musical instruments such as guitar, ukulele, and bass. Interestingly, these musical instruments are made by themselves. They usually practice after work. Some work as fishermen, gardeners, artisans, and miners. Frankie Fatilima, leader of a Keroncong Mama group, explained, "Now Keroncong Mama often appears at various events in Likupang, as well as appearing to welcome foreign guests. Not only is it entertaining, Keroncong Mama also promotes Likupang art and culture."
Alangkah baiknya dengan musik tradisional seperti ini.
Traditional music like this is becoming more well-known and is being promoted to visitors at the various events, so that the traditional music is more widely known. Of course, things like are more introduced when we welcome guests from abroad. It's better when there is music like this. As said earlier, this actually happens when there are guests who come from abroad. We are also asked to entertain those who come while sitting around. There is a very beautiful situation when you are with people who are, let's say, foreigners. Well, they don't understand the language the people speak, but it's entertaining for them.
Tapi ya menghibur kepada mereka.
Relaxing in the gazebo, looking at the blue sea while sipping young coconut water to the accompaniment of Keroncong Mama music is an unforgettable experience for tourists. This will be even more enjoyable because this tourist village is equipped with good road access, stalls available along the beach, toilet, and homestays for those of you who want to spend the night. The Pulisan Tourist Village in Likupang must be on your bucket list. So, no need to wait long. Let's go to Likupang.
Yuk, kita berwisata. Mari jo, piknik ke Likupang.
Let's travel. Let's go on a trip to Likupang and travel around Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Pergi jauh, kembali lagi bersamamu selalu. Tak ingin berakhir waktuku menikmati pagi, sore dan malam secangkir kopi panas santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada lakukan kembali.
Halo. Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you, listener, for joining us on VOA.id, application area digital and frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Don't forget to tell us your input. You can go to our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia. Email voalisteners@gmail.com. I'm Steve. Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on area network service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.